Hey, this is Hugh Culver, the author of Give Me a Break, and you are listening to David Wood on the Kick-Ass Life Show.
Want to make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Hey there, welcome to the show. This may be coming to you late. Normally this would come to you on an early Monday morning, the 602nd show. But however, we are just flew into Thailand last night, so there's a very, very good chance that you will not be getting this until Tuesday even, because again, just depending on this internet connection, whether I can get this uploaded, it's taken me a little bit here now just to get to the point where I can record the show. So anyway, we're here, we're excited, flew in late last night, went out for a beautiful dinner, and there's something in the food here, and there's something in the way that people are, the gentleness, and it seems like, you know, the food last night was exceptional. It feels like thousands of years of caring and loving going into one dish. It just feels like every action is deliberate and beautiful. I'm laying here right now. I'm just actually sitting on my bed. We've got the mosquito nets around and looking out across on the ocean, and we have a little private pool here. So we got up this morning and we went down and skinny dipped in the pool, and then the staff brought over a gorgeous breakfast. I'll post a photograph of it. But so much care and so deliberate and so beautifully tasting. Part of the program today is really about these two some of the most powerful words that we have are the shortest, right? Yes and no. Saying yes to things, saying no to things. I was thinking about that with my kids, you know, right now at the age they're at, Calvin's 15, you know, saying no to drugs. It's a challenge, right? It's a challenge because, you know, just saying no to drugs probably isn't enough, because there's going to be a lot of situations he's going to be in. Where, you know, depending on the person he's around, depending what's going on, you know, that may be a challenge, you know, as he gets, you know, into his later teens, if he's had a couple of drinks, who knows, right? I don't know what situation he's going to be in, but the context around his decision to say no, we've sort of wrapped that up into his liberty and freedom, because he loves to travel, he speaks Swedish and French, and so he's going to have to decide if he gets caught doing drugs, you know, and loses his passport or his ability to travel because of that. Is that something he's willing to do? Is that something he's willing to give up? So, you know, his no in that situation may be stronger because he has something very, very important wrapped around it, as opposed to just the, hey, say no to drugs. I can't tell you how many parents I've heard that say that to their kids, say no to drugs, and they were, you know, they grew up in the 60s or the 70s, you know, and, you know, they themselves were in situations where they didn't say no to drugs. And we know that they've all changed. And again, this isn't about saying no. This program's all about saying yes. And again, why I end up in Thailand, why would I fly 7 hours to come to Koh Samui just for 5 days? Well, why not? You know, because I realize there's an adventure here. And, you know, 5 hours or 7 hours on a plane you get to write, you get to hang out, have great food, watch a movie if you want, you know, read a book, whatever you want. And time passes quickly, and you step out of this little this tube onto just the most amazing adventure. And so there's some things that was me just clapping there. There's some things that that we want to do here, which are definitely high on my bucket list. I've always wanted to bathe an elephant and go into a river with an elephant and something. I know it sounds kind of odd, but it's just something. You know, I watch these guys and I see how playful and fun elephants are. That's something we'd like to do here. We have a whole list of things that we're going to do, but just enjoying ourselves and relaxing. We're going for massages a bit later. Jen's at yoga right now. But again, how do we get here? Because we said yes, right? And so, you know, I want you to think about that right now, about this week's sort of assignment, is about how many more times can you say yes to certain things?
Thank you.
find that a lot of people living in a default mode of no, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, no. If they don't know something, if they're not 100% sure about something, then there's a lot of fear around saying yes. And I think about, you know, once you start, I think the three zones, the comfort zone where most people live. And if you look at your life as a range from 0 to 10, most people live comfortably from a 4 to 6, you know, that's their life. And that's why lives can be, or appear to be, for a lot of people, can be appear to be dull or boring, mundane, the same old, right? But saying yes to something, whether it costs money or not, no money, saying yes to listening to different types of music. I mean, like, this isn't your typical music, right? But, you know, but finding the beauty in all types of music is one idea, right? You know, watching movies that you wouldn't normally watch. If you say, well, I'm not this kind of movie watcher, why not try? Try different things and say yes to them and just see what happens. You know, try behaving differently. So if you're generally a shy person and that's the story you have in your head, you know, try going first, you know, speak to someone, speak to someone interesting, go up and shake hands with someone if that's your thing, right? If you're noisy and extroverted, try sort of sitting back quietly and watching while others take the limelight. Because a lot of us who are, you know, auditory and in the middle of things, right? Maybe sit back and just really and watch and observe and you know. But you know, what about you know, adventures? Saying yes to things. Oh, I don't like anything you say. I don't do this. I don't do that. But most of us, it's not that we say no to things. It's just that we don't say yes to things. It's not that we're waking up in the morning and saying, all right, what kind of adventure can I write myself into today? What can we do today? Like, we're gonna pick up a couple of mopeds and just go off and get lost. Why? Because I love getting lost in new countries. I love being completely in the unknown, not knowing what's gonna happen in 10 minutes, not knowing where we're going to show, you know, where we're going to be or what we're going to do. So this week's homework truly is about just saying yes, finding excuses to say yes to things that you wouldn't normally say yes to. You know, and it doesn't need to be dramatic, but it's just sort of opening yourself up to what life has to offer instead of hanging back and staying with the stuff you already know. And that's what a great bucket list is about, you know. So one of the things I say, you know, while we're here, you know, bathing elephants is something I've always wanted to do. You know, I've seen photographs of it and it looks so cool, you know. But there's, you know, for us, a lot of this week is about, you know, inner journey, yoga and meditation and eating beautiful foods and massages and things like that. Plus, we're looking to have some crazy adventures as well. Range, full range all the time. But the Thai spirit, we were just saying actually, that we want to come back here for maybe 3 or 4 months and just hire a staff so we can write, you know, and have people who really love to serve, who love to cook, who love to massage, to be around us so that we can really focus on writing and creating some new work, and just to sort of allow ourselves to submerge into this tranquility and peace here, and the wonder. I mean, and truly, I mean, they even say, you know, in the room, there's a little thing asking that no phones be used in any public areas, right? How cool is that, right? So people are in the restaurants, and instead of, you know, being on a phone, they're actually talking to each other, right? So it's beautiful. So the whole idea of saying yes, and I think really for me, I think of some of the big yeses in my life that allowed me to become as successful, I suppose, is the way to put it. But, you know, saying yes to leaving England when I was terrified and not knowing anybody and going on that journey. And you know, when every fiber in my body was screaming, you know, but you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what you're going to do. You don't have the money. I mean, everything, every indicator was saying you're nuts, but I said yes anyway. And as soon as I stepped into the adventure, it really led to a storyboard of my life, which I mean, it's surreal even now when I look back of, you know, I feel like I've led 19 lives. But certainly as I've evolved as a human being, the chapters of my life have evolved to the point where, well, right now, I mean, I see so clearly this next chapter and doing things that, I mean, when I left England, when I said yes to that and I was, you know, broke and you know, working as a chimney sweep and a window cleaner, I mean, to think that one day that I could have the choices that I have because I've constantly said yes. I've constantly said yes to new experiences, new people, new challenges, new hobbies, and totally in the unknown as well. Saying yes to the unknown is fascinating. So for some of you this week, it's just walking to work a different way. It's, you know, going up and chatting to people you wouldn't normally chat to. It's just saying yes. Thinking of yes is the primary word in your life. And, you know, if you haven't watched the movie The Yes Man, that there's parts of that where you can really, although it's a comedy, when he says yes to some stuff, you know, now he's playing guitar, he's learning Korean, you know, he's doing all these things that are fascinating and pull him outside of this 9-to-5 kind of comfort zone where he's predictable. I suppose that's the word. You know, and saying no to some things, you know, that you need to say no to be able to create more yeses. You know, maybe no to working overtime or no to being there constantly for other people and not really finding time for yourself. If you're someone who's serving your kids and your husband or your kids and your wife and you don't really have a lot of time for yourself, maybe it's no, I can't do it this week. You know, I'm going to go off and do something for myself, right? So maybe some of the no's will set up some of the yeses. So, all right, see what you can say yes to this week, and I will definitely see you on the other side. And just think of me laying around being massaged beautifully in Thailand. Saying yes to all the experiences and the great food, the great people, and cuddling an elephant or two. See you on the other side, guys.
That was kick-ass.